Would you drink water made from poop? Bill Gates has. The water came from a processing plant called the Omni Processor, made by a company in Cedro Woolley. It's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Peter Janicki created the machine. It's designed to provide access to clean water in countries where sewage often ends up in waterways. Janicki says it starts with sewer sludge.
The first thing we do is we boil the sludge. And by boiling the sludge, we have water vapor and now dry biomass. And the dry biomass is very flammable and it burns, and we feed it into a fluidized sand boiler where we create a lot of heat. The vapor that came off of the sludge is then cleaned in the vapor phase, then it's condensed and it's cleaned through multiple processes in the liquid phase until we have this ultra clear, clean water. The boiler that is burning the biomass makes high pressure steam, and that high pressure steam drives a steam engine, which drives a generator that makes electricity that we use to run the machine, and also that we can send now to the community, excess electricity.
How is the water purified in your machine, and do you use chemicals as part of that process?
We use very little chemicals. We do manage the pH with chemicals, and at the very end of the process, we add a little bit of chlorine. And the reason we put the chlorine is because we're concerned that someone would take our water off-site and open the lid and then recontaminate it. And so because we're concerned about recontamination, we want a little tiny bit of residual chlorine in there. But if you drink tap water, you know, in Seattle and in Los Angeles, you can smell the chlorine in the water because they can't manage it to the same level that we can. In our plant, you can't smell the chlorine. It's not something you can distinguish. But because the machine works thermally, 99% of all of the cleaning happens in the vapor phase. We take that water, we turn it to vapor, and then the molecules are so small that we can pass them through filters. Think of like Gore-Tex fabric. With Gore-Tex fabric, water droplets can't go through Gore-Tex. That's why you stay dry in the rain. But the vapor can get through. That's why it breathes. So we use filters that are even finer than what you'd see in Gore-Tex, and we do 90% of the cleaning in that phase.
So this is water being turned around from human waste. How safe is it compared to tap water, compared to bottled water, compared to other types of water?
Well, I would say that, you know, normal bottled water is safe to drink. But tap water, even in the United States, has a lot of things in it. And I think the volume of chlorine that we drink is probably not healthy. And of course, when you go to other parts of the world, there's all kinds of things in the water. Of course, the pathogens are a huge problem, but there's other issues too. There's minerals and things that probably should not be in there. There's a lot of pesticides. There's dioxins. There's all kinds of things that get into the water system. And all of those things have been eliminated from our water.
Are you saying that your recycled water is in some cases better than the water someone would get from the tap here in the United States?
Well, it's not in some cases. It's almost in all cases. It's clearly better than tap water in 99% of the United States.
When you explain to people how this works, it's water turned around from human waste. Is there any resistance to wanting to drink that water?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it, everywhere in the world, the concept of drinking water that came from human, you know, waste is something that doesn't, you know, nobody likes that. But I also know with certainty that if you live in one of these communities, and I've been through these slums, I've been through some of the most awful places on the planet, the water there, I see what they're drinking. You know, you hold it in a glass and you can't see through it. It's dirty. It smells bad. And it's full of pathogens. And they know it's making them sick. So given the choice between a glass of crystal clear water that smells good, tastes good, looks good, and a glass of water that smells bad and looks bad, they're going to make that choice very quickly.
What about people in countries where clean water is pretty easily accessible? For example, what reaction do you get to recycled water here in Seattle?
Seattle is what I would consider very green, and I think that it would actually be pretty well accepted here. I think it would be politically correct and environmentally correct to be drinking recycled water. So I actually think Seattle would be a pretty easy sell. I think there's other parts of the United States where I think that people would probably choose to drink tap water or some other water. I think that you're going to find over time more and more water in the United States is recycled. And so I think over time, I think this is going to tend to be less of an issue. But today, I think that there's going to be parts of the country where it's a challenge. And I think from an economic standpoint, I wouldn't try to sell my machines and sell that technology into those areas. They have a good clean source of water. Why try to compete with that, especially if you have this issue with the way people feel about it?
I'm sure where you live near Cedro Woolley, the water's just fine. But do you drink your recycled water?
Oh, at the plant? Absolutely. I mean, the water at our plant, we've done a lot of taste tests with it, and we've also done it, you know, we've looked at it chemically right down to what molecules are in it. And so, you know, as an engineer and a scientist, it's just a non-issue for me. My wife has drank it. My kids have drank it. You know, we always keep a couple glasses just sitting there in the trailer next to our machine. And, you know, for us, it's a non-issue because we know.
If someone has a health concern about drinking the water, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that they should look at the test results, and after they take those test results and show them to their doctor, and then I think they'd be very happy to drink the water.
Peter Janicki makes a machine which turns human waste into clean drinking water in his Cedro Woolley, Washington plant. The technology that Janicki's machine uses is not new, but recycled water has not been widely adopted. Why is that? Could it have something to do with calling it poop water? Can you get over it? Psychologist Carol Nemiroff is part of a team that set out to answer that question. They conducted studies with 2,000 people in the U.S. She says our aversion to water recycled from waste comes down to a single emotion.
Disgust has some very interesting properties. It's a very powerful emotion. It's one of our basic emotions. And one of its particularly interesting characteristics is that disgusting things are seen as contaminating. So in adults thinking about disgust, you get this sense of the history now being indelible. It's permanently there. It follows this mental shortcut, a rule of thumb that says, once in contact, always in contact. If this was ever in contact with something disgusting, it is now indelibly tainted. It's disgusting itself. And that feature tends to be, it's permanent. So it's very difficult at the psychological level to overcome disgust, and in particular to get rid of this sense of permanent contamination. Once people have the picture in their mind of sewage becoming drinking water, the question was fundamentally, how do you get the cognitive sewage out after the actual sewage is gone? The water is ultra pure. The problem is in people's minds. It's ideational contamination.
When you surveyed individuals, did you find messaging or presentations that made people more accepting of water recycled from waste?
Yes and no. What we did was we asked a series of questions. We described the water as actually beginning as raw sewage, and we described a lengthy set of purification methods. On average, what we found is that describing these methods of purification does improve the willingness of people to drink the water, and the more extensive the purification, the more willing there are. But here's the problem. On average, people's rating for tertiary processed water, advanced processed water, still only came up to 4 points on a 10-point scale. That's as far as we could get it to go, describing all of these different purification techniques. As a comparison, they rated tap water 7 out of 10, and they rated bottled spring water as 9 out of 10.
Wow, it sounds like a pretty difficult task to turn this around. Impossible, or is there a way?
Difficult. Nothing is impossible. There are several ways. The first way is if people are desperate enough, they will overcome just about anything. You know, one question that I've been asked before is this going to be more easily adopted in third world countries where the water shortage is immediate and critical? And given the choice between no water and water that has recently been sewage, I'm pretty secure in saying that people will choose water. When you're thinking about what people find disgusting, what they find acceptable and unacceptable, one major question is, compared to what, you know? And if people know that they've been getting sick or getting parasites from a local well, or simply put, there is no water available, the water that comes out of the machine, like the one that Bill Gates just drank from, you know, there might be some initial disgust, but I think the urgency of the situation will lead people to override that very quickly. When things are a matter of survival or crisis, people can override just about any emotion. The other piece that's important is framing. if you think about what's going on with water, they know at some rational level that the sewage is out of it, but the identity of the water is still former sewage. So you might need to actually package it or present it in a way that interrupts that relation between the water and its history as sewage. And water that's packaged in a nice, discreet bottle, people really like that. From an environmental standpoint, it's a terrible thing. But those plastic bottles create the water as a self-contained unit that sort of doesn't have a history. And that framing as a discrete unit has a big impact on how we think. We do this sort of framing all the time. And you see in the supermarket, for instance, if you think of meat as dead animal flesh, it's really quite disgusting. But if you see it discreetly packaged and called something different like meat, and you see it all the time and you become used to it, then it becomes much more acceptable. So I think a lot of that is important.
In the case of meat that's been consumed forever by human beings, don't you have a much higher barrier here when you're talking about human waste turning into water?
Arguably, all water is already recycled. And the water that we're drinking, unless you live in the mountains at the source of the spring, the water that you're drinking right now is downstream of somebody else. You know, and even if you're at that nice, pristine spring, the birds are pooping in the water and so are the fish. So, you know, in practice, there is a finite amount of water on the globe and it's being recycled all the time. What this machinery does is it takes that process and speeds it up and controls it more effectively and basically does a better job than Mother Nature.
Psychologist Carol Nemiroff, part of a team that studied why many people don't like the idea of water recycled from human waste.